This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Ambassador Peter Hoekstra. Pete Hoekstra served as the ambassador to the Netherlands for the Trump administration. He was many years, 18 years in the House of Representatives, representing the 2nd District of Michigan. Right now, as well as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he's very well informed, and he's bringing our attention at the Gatestone Institute publication to an initiative that's going to be acted upon within days by the World Health Organization, what is called the World Health Assembly. It's a proposal to strengthen the World Health Organization's authorities in the event of a pandemic, similar to what we have now, maybe even during our pandemic. At the same time, the powers being conveyed to the World Health Organization look to be new to my reading and puzzle about the World Health Organization's ability to conduct itself most recently. Mr. Ambassador, a very good evening to you. What is it? It doesn't have a catchy title yet. It's Provisional Agenda Item 16.2. However, what is it that the World Health Organization or the Biden administration, in conjunction with the World Health Organization and other allies, want to achieve at this assembly? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What you're seeing is a massive power grab of the World Health Organization facilitated by the Biden administration. Originally, as the World Health Organization looked back on the COVID pandemic and, you know, what they would want to have in an ideal world, it was, wow, we should have more authority to designate what a pandemic is. We should have more authority to designate how countries should respond to a pandemic. It would be nice if we had a stable financial flow coming in so that we could grow our organization and would be in a better position to direct a global response to a global pandemic. And they originally were looking at doing a treaty and a total rewrite and saying, you know, we'll take 2 to 3 years to take a look at that. But then amazingly, the Biden administration came forward and said, nah, let's just amend what we have. And they proposed the amendments that basically will enshrine for the World Health Organization exactly what they asked for. More authority to designate pandemics, more authority to designate what countries should do in these types of things, peeling away countries' national sovereignty.
Gordon, you have a question for the ambassador.
Ambassador, these are technically amendments to the international health regulations. But isn't it true that the U.S. is at least technically obligated to follow these regulations, as are other countries that are part of the World Health Organization? So really what we're doing, as you're saying, is we're ceding sovereignty to a body which has been questioned by many Americans as being under the control of Beijing.
That's exactly right. Number one, the WHO has shown very clearly with the COVID pandemic that they pretty much parroted the party line, the line of the communist Chinese Communist Party, initially saying, hey, this can't be, in the early phases of the pandemic, saying, you know, this thing can't be spread by human-to-human contact, bitterly criticizing the Trump administration when they put in place the travel bans from China and those types of things, saying that these types of steps were not necessary. They've also never pressed for accountability from the Chinese Communist Party about what the Chinese government knew, when they knew it, and those types of things. So they have parroted the line. But the other point that you made is exactly correct. You know, people can interpret this and are interpreting it to say that we are legally bound to follow the directives of the World Health Organization as they move forward and as they would designate pandemics and these types of things. And it's very, very frightening to think that, you know, this is actually what is happening. And you and I have had other discussions about this with individuals who said, well, wait, Pete, we can't just give away our sovereignty. And it's kind of like, yes, we can, especially when we have an administration that is more than willing to give it away. They're not fighting for it. They're not arguing for, you know, U.S. sovereignty. They're willing to give it away. And right now, where our legislative body, you know, the U.S. Senate and the Congress, they're not standing up for U.S. sovereignty. So the executive branch and the legislative branch are not defending U.S. sovereignty. Who is?
I want to understand the power that this amendment would grant the WHO. Right now, China's in a lockdown that has been characterized as 340 million people in part. Would this convey to the WHO the power to assert you must lock down, and it could direct that against parts of the United States?
Well, you know, obviously, until it's actually in place, we won't know exactly what it can do or what the World Health Organization would try to do. At a minimum, let's take a look at the range of options. At a minimum, it would give the World Health Organization a tremendously powerful bully pulpit to recommend that all countries would go through the lockdown that China is imposing. That's at a minimum. Obviously, with the bully pulpit, then you can move over to where the World Health Organization could recommend or impose this, and then go to the World Health Organization and say, for those countries that are not implementing the regulations and the strategies that we are recommending and putting out there, we should use the countries who are abiding by the regulations to sanction the countries that are unwilling to participate, because the countries that are not willing to follow our recommendations are endangering the world community, the safety and the health of the world community. So, yes, they could go down that direction. The second thing that they can do, which is just as frightening, it gives them the capability to identify what a pandemic is. And we all think about COVID. We think about the flu and those types of things. But recognize that the Biden administration, you know, what are they calling gun violence? They're calling that a health crisis. They're calling climate change a health crisis. And so theoretically, the World Health Organization could come in and designate gun violence and climate change as world pandemics and start imposing rules and regulations on countries, saying these are the things that you need to do to get these two health crises, these two potential pandemics under control.
Peter, just quickly here, does the Congress enter into this conversation, or is it quite outside of its reach? We just have about 30 seconds.
It's well within their reach. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get Congress enlightened. We're trying to get the Senate enlightened so that they will stand up and say, absolutely not. The Biden administration withdraw these amendments. Rally our allies against them. So, yes, the Senate needs to use its bully pulpit, its platform, to stop these amendments from moving forward.
Peter Hoekstra, former U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands, former member of the House of Representatives. About 100 years ago, Article 10 of the Treaty of Versailles came home, and the Senate rejected it because it transferred the sovereignty of the United States into the hands of the League of Nations, which finally failed in 1946. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.